So on this 4th of July weekend, might call to mind a little bit of the history. July 4th, 1776, the Continental Congress approved the Declaration of Independence. But what is not as well known is that same day, the Continental Congress commissioned John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson to come up with a seal. So these men were deists, but they had very much Christian leanings, and they were very familiar with the Christian scriptures. And so two out of the three, Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin, came up with seals, images that were directly from the scriptures. And so Benjamin Franklin came up with an image of Moses with his hands over the sea and Pharaoh getting ready to be overtaken by the sea and a ray of light coming down, expressing that the power of God is present and working and is going to deliver the people and overcome the evil, right? And so, interesting how Benjamin Franklin sees that this whole experience that they're undergoing, right, in the liberation and the creation of the United States is the story of the Exodus, right? So this Christian imagination to be able to relate to what is happening in their lives. Thomas Jefferson, he came up with an image of the people being led by the pillar of fire at night and the cloud during the day. So the children of Israel being led by God through the desert, right? So another very strong image of our Christian faith, of God's power at work. This is, I think, important for us so we can kind of gain some appreciation and understanding of how to live our own faith. What happens when we have a true Christian imagination that the Word of God is really forming our mind and our hearts, and we're connecting and relishing and dwelling upon these things? We can begin to see in our own experience the Word of God, the Scriptures being worked out. We can relate to the Exodus events just like the founders did. Abraham Lincoln, the same thing. He recognized what was going on as a time of liberation that connected with God delivering the people out of Israel, an Exodus experience. And so in a real way, we have our own Exodus experiences that we're taken out of sin, right? Just like we heard in the opening prayer, we're taken out of sin and delivered into freedom. And so as we celebrate, you know, freedom this weekend, it's God who has ultimately given us this greatest gift of this interior freedom. And as we heard in that prayer, that He's delivering us from unfreedom. God delivers, Christ delivers us from unfreedom, which is our sin. That's what sin does. It makes us slaves, right? And makes us children of God. And what does it allow us to do? It allows us to what? Experience the last word of that opening prayer, the gladness of the Lord. Because that's what we're ultimately, with our freedom, we're all seeking that joy, that happiness, that gladness. And what if we can allow ourselves to be shaped by the Word of God, that we would really have an imagination, a memory, an understanding that was shaped by the Scriptures. And that's the purpose of the Liturgy of the Word each Sunday, that we come here to listen and to be shaped and formed by the Word. Then what happens? Our spirit opens up to God's spirit. What do we hear in that second reading? The last line there, St. Paul saying what? The peace of the Lord be with your spirit. Well, the way that St. Paul understood the human person was that we are body, soul, and spirit. Body, soul, and spirit. Well, we can understand body and soul, but what is spirit? Spirit is that part of the soul that has a capacity for God. In other words, the spirit is what allows us to have a love relationship with God. So when we talk about the Holy Spirit, right, that's not our spirit. St. Paul makes a distinction. And how do we understand the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the love of God, right? It's the love of God. And so when God's Spirit enters our spirit, that means that our spirit is sharing and receiving and participating in the love of God. So the Word of God, which shapes our minds, our hearts, our souls, our understanding, when we enter into it, allows us to begin seeing the world from a different vantage point, a different point of view, from a movement of deliverance towards freedom. That's what our whole life is really a movement towards. And when we can, when we start connecting with that, then our spirit opens up, which means our ability, our capacity to enter into a loving relationship with God. And then what do we begin to experience? We start to experience a joy and gladness that this world cannot give. And it's powerful. It's transforming. And so this weekend, yes, we celebrate the freedom that we have as the United States of America. But remember, all of it's geared and ordered and serving a higher freedom, an interior freedom that God has given us, that we might be delivered from the slavery of sin to the freedom of the children of God. And as as we hear in Psalm 86, I lift up my soul to you, for you fill my soul with gladness. Let us let the Lord lift up our soul, recreate us, so that we might experience the gladness of the Lord.